up here that up to before we get into the word. Matthew Monday, do a quick announcement. Anyone who, Carl, you coming up to translate for me, Brother Carl? I'm playing. Brother Carl and I are the Fekarav Emesinuki Confer translation pool. Logi, if we just got there when there's someone preaching, me or Brother Carl usually do the translation. It's a daunting task. It's tough. It's not easy. It's not facile for it on the translation. Almost, you know, 4 Sundays a month, every day. So, Sige Moon, you know, you feel that you have the ability for translation to translate. See me or Brother Carl, because we need a couple more people on the team as well, okay? Ashibayo Lu, so Sukone Oka, Ugondonka, then na translation. Where Brother Carl, Puno, integre na team, na Puno Kage plus me, okay? Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. M'absente, non soleil, non fait noir. N'importe. Sing that again. Mab chante, non soleil, non fait. See, I'm going to sing whether it's dark, whether it's light. Whatever happens to me, I'll rejoice, I'll be glad in him. I have to sing. I can't just stay still. My Lord has designed it this way. See, no matter what we may be going through, no matter what the situation is, I don't care unless I'm 6 feet under, but no matter the situation, God has ordained and designed for us to succeed and be victorious. Si nepot si konsas lan, bon je get an ordone pou la vi nou an suksè. Nepot sa wè ka brive ou, nepot glo wè ki nan zye ou. Bon je te get an ordone pou dlo sa yo an jou, dlo sa yo ap seche. Se konsa papa m fè bayo. That's how my God, that's how my King does his thing. That's my King. See, it doesn't matter the situation. You can't stay down all the time. You can't be the underdog all the time, because he didn't design things that way. You're a chosen people. You're a priestly people. He's not just going to abandon you. Let me just pray so we can quickly get in the spirit of the living God. We decrease that you may increase in us, Lord God. As we continuously say, Lord God, we have nothing whatsoever to speak to your people about. Your people are here, Lord God, to receive a divine intervention from you. Your people are here to receive a word of encouragement, a powerful move in you, Lord God. They're not here to seek anything from Harry, Lord God. So we pray, Lord God, that you would rid us of everything that is not of you. Rid us, Lord God, of everything that does not pertain to you, Lord God, and speak to your people in such a powerful way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Look at your neighbor. Gardez vos yeux. Gardez vos yeux. Ou met gardez, gardez. We're going to talk today. Look at your neighbor. Look at your neighbor. Gade voisin. Gade voisin. Parce que nous là, c'est moi figure nous marre. M'ba comprendre nous. Comme si nous avons mis tout. Some of us looking all upset. Turn to your neighbor and just look at him for a little bit. Look at him for a little bit. Look at your neighbor. Gade voisin, brother. Brother. Ou met gade. Ou met gade. Tapel, tapel. Dimam gade. Oui. Gade, gade. Gade voisin. Gade, gade, gade. Gade. Ou met gade. Yo pap gade ou même wap gade. They don't want to look at you, you're going to look at them. God damn it. We're in the house of the Lord. We're not here to be angry at one another. And we're in the house of the Lord. We're in the presence of the Lord. All right? God did. Now, but no, I've got this, all right? Tell them, are you going to choose today who you're going to serve? Est-ce qu'on va choisir aujourd'hui mon wap servir? Mandel. Même s'il va gado, God paraît nos oeils, dit nos oeils. Choose today who you will serve. Say it with me. Choose today. Choisis aujourd'hui qui est. Amen. We were reading in the book of Numbers. This histoire ça is perplexing. Histoire ça li drôle. Because when you're looking at this scripture and this story from the outskirts, it looks like Balaam, which was a prophet, was just a man of God. He had it all together. L'op gade l'étien, où est Balaam son homme de Dieu? Parce que Balaam a côté bon Dieu, il parle à bon Dieu. We clearly see God speaks to him as well. And God says to Balaam, do this. And the scriptures show that Balaam does it or does something. Let me give you a brief history of Balaam. Balaam and Balak. Balaam synopsis on vrai on coûte histoire de Balaam parce que nous we read from verse 22 to 34, but that doesn't tell us everything. The scripture we read verset nous lien livre montre nous côté Balaam montre how do they say donkey? Bouik. Ouais, quand elle montre bouik là, et puis il commence à marcher, puis bouik là commence à faire impertinent, et puis bouik là, il cale bouik là, puis plusieurs fois. We seen where Balaam got saddled his donkey and started going, and you know things happened, and the Spirit of the Lord spoke to Balaam, and Balaam said, "Well, Lord, if you're upset with me, I'll go, I'll bounce, I'll turn back." But if you read the verse beforehand, soudali verset avant ça, nous va commencer put the pieces together. I'm going to read numbers. I'm going to start at numbers 4. Numbers 4, wali nom 4 et nom 22 verset 4. It says, so Balak, son of Zippor, who was king of Moab at the time, sent messages to summon Balaam, son of Beor, who was a Pethor near the river in the native land. Okay? Balak, gon waktelele Balak. Balak, we sa Israel fe et tout pep ki soukotel yo. Balak saw what the Israelites did to all the surrounding cities around him. He realized that the Israelites destroyed all of them because they were chosen people. Nous réalisons, peuple Israël est son peuple que bon Dieu choisit. You inherit certain privileges when you're a child of God. Ou héritier série de privilèges. Lorsque petit bon Dieu, yeah. Now, l'orgueil de peuple Israël, c'était un peuple qui était very, very, what can I say, inconsistent. Son peuple, bon Dieu, malgré façon, bon Dieu, béni peuple, ou est quand même peuple détourné pour le faire salve, quand même, il désobéit bon Dieu. You realize, even as a chosen people, the Israelites were in slavery for 420 years. Then they were in the desert for 40 years. And even when God took them, bon Dieu a alors sorti un esclave ou t'es un esclave pour 420 ans et puis qu'on y a bon Dieu retiré ou li béni ou. And when they left, watch this, ou la avec moi, when they left, it's amazing because even though they were slaves, they were rich slaves.
Même leurs esclaves, yo te esclaves risk, because when they were leaving, the Egyptians were like, you know something? Here, take this gold. Take this. Just get out of our city. Take this. We don't want you here anymore. Because of how God was devouring them. Because of how it was devouring the Israelites' adversaries. Yo ti get out of here. Yo bayo tout sa. Me lo. Me pon sa, pon sa. Ou met mon n'importe quoi. Just quitte nous. Bon Dieu, l'on bon nous trois problèmes. Because we are chosen people. So, this Balak king of the Moabs, Wade Moabit, Wade Moab yo, Monsieur Duquet, j'aime moi nèg Israël ça y a détruit mes pays à droite à gauche et puis qu'on y a moi yo sous route pour venir sous nous. He's like, yo, truth. These Israelites have been destroying people left and right. Now, even though the Israelites were really bumping heads with Christ all the time, they're complaining and they're being mad about this, God still saw fit to bless them. Même le peuple Israël, après un peuple sinon, ou reprendre bon Dieu, Dieu fait à droite, il y a pas à gauche, il voulait manger, il va aller dans le désert. Oh, pour ça, bon Dieu, mettez-nous dans le côté nous hier. Oh, nous voulons Dieu, nous voulons l'autre Dieu. Bon Dieu, still béni yo. Because what God said is that's it. What God has ordained is it. God has ordained the Israelite a blessed people. Bon Dieu te get an ordonné peuple Israël on peuple béni. There's a difference between God's permissive will and God's ordained will. Gon différence avec plan permissif bon Dieu avec plan ordonné bon Dieu. Ou la même so far. Ou la même. Remember this one, because we're going to tap into this later on. There's a difference between God's permissive and his ordained will in our lives. So, we read in the scriptures, Balak di li pon pe nan moun yo. Balak voye yo kote Balaam. Balak sent his men to Balaam because they knew Balaam as being a prophet. Yo connais Balaam son prophète pité. So listen, because God spoke to him. He spoke to God and God responded to him. Li parle avec bon Dieu répond avec. Balaam was known that if he blessed his sister Lindsay, she's blessed. He was known as well, if he curses brother Gaber, he will be cursed. Balaam was known to be accurate in his prophetic ways. Balaam, yo te kon Balaam, si Balaam di ou béni vwe. Et si Balaam di ou maudit vwe. So, King Balak said, you know something, I can't take the chances. Balak di mbaka pon chansa yo, you know something, I know I can't destroy the Israelites with my own hands. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call Balaam so that Balaam could come curse the Israelites. Lizim mwa rele Balaam. Et mwa mande Balaam pou maudit peuple Israël. L'on maudit peuple Israël. Peut-être mka fè semblé avec yo. So in verse 7 it says, the elders of Moab and Midian left taking with them a fee for divination. Someone read this in French because it's important. Est-ce que mon ca lit ça pour moi s'il vous plaît? Même si en français. Verset 7, nom 22 verset 7. If I had a Bible. Nom 22 verset 7. Because we're going to be nous allons utiliser Bible nous matin nous allons utiliser Bible. If you got the Bible app, grab the Bible app. If you have your Bible, open it up to Numbers. Nom 22 verset 7. Oui.
Okay. You can stay there. You can stay there. That was verse 7. Say verse 7. Okay. So listen to this. He was a prophet. Yet in verse 7 it says, Son prophète, but verse 7 dit, the Midian left taking with them a fee for divination. Sabes, yo sorti avec yo sorti avec alors les cadeaux, mais sorti avec l'argent. See, Balaam was a mercenary. You may think he was a missionary, but he was a mercenary. Balaam had personal interest in doing what he did. Ouais, Balaam te gon intérêt personnel dans salle d'affaires. Ouais, yo quitte pour rejoindre Balaam, mais pas quitte sans, you know. Yo quitte à boucher pour se plaindre parce que c'est payé, on t'a pas payé Balaam pour un service. Ou la même. Well, how can God use a man that can be bought? How? Well, see, Balaam had hidden motives. There was things that Balaam wanted to do. So when they came to Balaam, Lord, they didn't quote Balaam. Verse 18, Balak said to them, Balaam said, spend the night here, Balaam said to them, and I will bring you back the answer the Lord gives me. So the Moabite princes stayed with him. Balaam said, Lord, even quote Balaam, écoutez, wa mwen mande nou mande yo pou maudit pep Israël la. Li di yo rete la, repon nou mete couché la, m pral pa la papa m nan. OK? M pral mande li sa l vle m fè. Li di ou mete dormi la. It is often time, an pil fwa, nou ignore. We ignore the will of God in our lives and seek our own desires. A lot of times, plusieurs fois, bon Dieu a parlé avec nous. And I'm going somewhere with this. Bon Dieu parle avec nous. Nous ignorons voir bon Dieu pour propre et ça nous même nous voulons faire. Même là, nous clairement connaissons ça, bon Dieu dit nous faire. Mais là, nous connaissons clairement qui est bon Dieu dit nous pour nous marcher. Even when we clearly know what God has called us to do, we know we're not supposed to be doing what we're doing. We try to manipulate the situation. Nous, je dis manipulate, nous manipulons la situation pour nous faire ça nous voulons faire. Remember I said there's the permissive will of God and the ordained will of God. So, God came to Balaam and asked, who are these men? Balaam said to God, Balak, son of Zippor, king of the Moab, sent me this message. And Balaam told God, Balak said, a people that has come out of Egypt covers the face of the land. Now come and put a curse on them for me. Perhaps then I will be able to fight them and drive them away. Bon Dieu dit Balaam, God said to Balaam, do not go with the men. You must not put a curse on these people because they are blessed. Someone say amen. Amen. Someone say amen. Amen. Bon Dieu dit, gade, pas mettre mes parler, pas mettre mes sous moun sa yo, parce que moun sa yo son pep béni yo ye. Amen, somebody. Many times we find ourselves, combien de nous many times find ourselves ignoring God's will in our life. Combien de fois nous réalisons, nous ignorons this will, volonté bon Dieu dans la vie nous? Et réponse, ça Balaam dit après ça, ou ta pense, Lord, well, ou dit, man, yeah, this is a man of God, parce que après ça, Balaam dit, the next morning, Balaam got up and said to Balak's princes, go back to your own country, for the Lord has refused to let me go. Balaam dit, nek Balak yo, retourne à le pays ou, parce que bon Dieu refuse mal avant. Amen, somebody. Kounye, l'autre ça, ou ta dit, yep, yes, Balaam son homme de Dieu, lye, oui, li dit nek yo, et bon Dieu dit m'pala avant. But that's not what God said to him. That's not what God said to him. Bon Dieu pas dit ça. Bon Dieu pas dit Balaam, ou met aller et m'pa vlo aller. Bon Dieu dit Balaam, don't go with them. You must not put a curse on these people because they are blessed people. Ouais madame Balaam fait là? Balaam pa di yo aller parce que ça son peuple béni. Because if Balaam told them that they were blessed people and God said they can't be touched, they would have left. But see, Balaam had a hidden motive. Even when Balaam met the true and living God of Israel, he still followed his own desires. Même le Balaam rencontré bon Dieu face à face, même le Balaam ouais bon Dieu, Balaam still quitté propre désir pour diriger lui. Balaam de quand dit monsieur bon Dieu si son peuple béni allez. Balaam dit non bon Dieu m'a dit m'pa ka la avec nous. Façon dit là, c'est quoi elle dit? Moi me devrais aller, oui moi, I wanted to go. The way he's saying it's like, yo, my dude, I wanted to go, but you know, God said I can't. I don't know what to say to you. C'est quoi ça te mettre dans notre Balaam, oui? And sometimes c'est quoi ça nous agir à bon Dieu? Nous mêmes dans ma bon Dieu, là bon Dieu fait dit nous faire à droite, nous dit bon Dieu, comme si woman mortgage 2000 dollars, bon Dieu, travail ça paye 1500, ça même na paye 2500, bon Dieu, mon gon on dit pas le boy ici, oui parce que on ne pas ou dit pas pour job 2500, même ca ben nous dans notre job ça, oui l'on paye mortgage qu'on reste comme ca béni l'église avec, oui bon Dieu. Alors mon gon on besoin bénim, alors moi pour job 2500 dollars. We often do this. You know, God, listen, I know this job is paying $1,500. This job is paying $2,500. And I know you told me to take the job that's paying $1,500, God, but the mortgage is $2,000. They're paying $2,500. Lord, listen, if you give me this job, if I take the job, Lord, I'm be able to pay the mortgage and pay my tithing. Easy. So you know something, God, I know you want me to be prosperous. Let me go for this $2,500 job. Amen, somebody. Amen, somebody. And see, God in his permissive will, avec volonté permissive, bon Dieu dit, you know something? C'est ça, vous voulez faire? Go ahead, do it. Do it. Amen, somebody. Combien nous connaissons une situation comme ça? Nous pensons, nous n'avons pas de grâce, nous sommes tout bas, nous avons notre job, nous voulons, but it's against God's will. It's against God's will. But you know, listen, I'm not throwing this out. Look what God did to the Sodom and Gomorrah. Lidi Munyo, a man can't be sleeping with a man. Onom back up dormia, onom. God said it's an abomination. And Sodom and Gomorrah, they said, we want to do it. So God said, okay, it's in my permissive will, I'm going to let you do it. But see, in God's ordained will, what he said will happen. Notre volonté ordonnée, bon Dieu, ça le dit quoi, fait, l'a fait quand même. Let's look at 1 Samuel 8, 5 through 9. 1 Samuel 8, 5 à 9 dit, they said to him, you are old and your son do not walk in your ways. Now appoint us a king to lead. Samuel, appoint us a king to lead us such as all the other nations have. But when they said, give us a king to lead us, this displeased Samuel. So he prayed to the Lord, and the Lord told him, listen to all the people, what they are saying to you. It is not you they have rejected, but they have rejected me as their king, as they have done from the day I brought them out of Egypt until this day, forsaking me and serving other gods. Depuis moi tiré en Égypte, c'est ça qui continue après tout un yab dit bon mon l'autre roi. So they are doing to you now. Listen to them. Écoutez yo, but warn them solemnly and let them know that the king who will reign, what the king who reign over them will do. C'est pas moi qui a juste parlé. It's just not me. So what Balak did, Balak went and told them this, Balak said, the Lord refused to let me go with you. So it continues to say, so the Moabite princes returned to Balak and said, Balaam refused to come with us. When Prince Moabite so retourné à côté Balak, yo dit que Balaam refusait à la veille parce que Balaam dit, bon Dieu, l'a dit, il va qu'à la veille.
So what happened then? Then Balak sent other princes more numerous and more distinguished than the first. Balak voyait on sait de l'autre groupe monsieur qui a plus autorité, qui a plus l'argent, qui a plus that could do more. He sent more of his people with more money, with more distinguished to try to persuade Balaam. Then they sent the princes, and this is what Balak, son of Zippor, says: "Do not let anything keep you from coming to me, because I will reward you handsomely and do whatever you say. Come and put a curse on these people for me."
Kounya yo retourné al Balaam encore. Yo di koute, pa kite anyen, wa di pa kite anyen empêche ou maudit pep bon Dieu.
You realize there's two lessons here. You see how covered you are when you are a chosen people. Ouais, que bon Dieu, bon Dieu protège les coups vous lorsqu'on peuple choisi. You have no clue who you are in Christ right now. Some of you. Bien pendant nous connaissons nous pas qu'on y déquies nous y en Christ côté nous y. You have no clue what's plotting against you. You have no clue what armies are plotting against you to devour and sift you out. Ou pas qu'on y dé, combien démons, combien diables qui dé détruit, qui dé détruit famille. But bon Dieu dit, pas à toucher moun sa, pas toucher frère, ce sa son moun bénilié. Amen, somebody. They're plotting against you left and right. So, Balaam, his was great. But Balaam answered him, Balaam zio, even if Balak gave me his palace filled with silver and gold, I cannot do anything great or small to go beyond the command of the Lord my God.
Oh, holy man of God.
Monsieur, tu gardes, même si Balak t'a bon, mais tout palais, il plein avec l'or avec argent. Magan yem ka fè ki pi wo ke bon Dieu ki bien sa bon Dieu di fè c'est ça m'a fait. Ou ta di wow, Balaam is a man of God. But what did God say to him? He said you can't curse these people because they are blessed people. Now read the next verse with Balaam. Listen. Balaam di monsieur, I can't do anything beyond what God told me to do. But God told you not to go, and God told you not to touch the people. Bon Dieu dou parler, bon Dieu pas mettre mes sous moun. Mes réponses Balaam. Après le Dieu, il pas qu'à faire ça bon Dieu dit faire oui. Le Dieu now stay here tonight as the others did and I will find out what the Lord will tell me. Some Balaam. Ou donné ça dit là. Madame ne fin Dieu me pas qu'à faire ça bon Dieu dit me pas faire. Mais you know something good là, bon m'a parler avec elle encore. Peut-être la changer idée lui. How many of us find ourselves doing this to the Lord day in and day out? C'est même Jean Nouye comme peuple bon Dieu. C'est même ça on a fait bon Dieu, oui. Bon Dieu dit non. Non, c'est non. And God knows you better than you know yourself. He wants to give you a prosperous life. Bon Dieu baiser bon la vie qui plus haut que ça qu'a jamais imaginé. Mais l'autre par la voix, il dit, fais bon ici, fais l'autre bon. Listen, sometimes it's uncomfortable. I was talking to Brother Bruce. Je n'ai pas la foi Bruce avant hier. Can I be honest with you? Can I be honest with you? N'écoutez-moi. I know who I am in Christ. Who knows who they are in Christ? Say amen. Moun qui connaît qui est soyez en Christ, dit amen. Nous connaissons pas d'abord en pile monde parce que c'est réel en pile nous pas qui est sur en Christ. Listen. What do you do? What do you do when your circumstances are different from what God is telling you you're going to be? Qui sort pour faire leurs circonstances la vie ou différent à ça bon Dieu qui est en dou la faire dans la vie ou? What do you do? You know what God told me? I was 16 and God called me into ministry. This says, bon, j'ai relé m'entrer dans le ministère
I said, Lord God, no.
Kout fwet mwe baba mpon le minister,
ah, mbage kou as pou sa, mbage sensi pou as sa yo. And I was running from Christ. I was running from God all my life. And God revealed something to me and he spoke to me. He said, I'm going to do something so huge in your life. He said, Harry, you are never going to want for anything in your life.
Lizima ou pap jam ge bezwen pou anken magay nan la vi ou.
You know what God said to me? He said, he's going to take from the hand of the wicked and he's going to pour into my life. He said, even what I didn't earn, he said, he's going to take from those who earned it and he's going to place it into my life.
Bon Dieu dit, même ça m'a pas travail pour lui, il va le prendre dans mes méchants, il va le bénir ma veille.
He said, he showed me, he said, Harry, this is what you're going to be doing. And I was so scared. And I seen myself in the midst of tens of thousands of people. And God told me, bon Dieu dit, he said, Harry, I'm going to place you right in the middle of these people so that you can minister a life-changing words to these people. I said, God, how am I going to do that? I'm talking to him. I said, bon Dieu, how am I going to do that? I don't feel that I'm equipped. I don't feel that I have the tongue for it. I don't feel that I have the capacity. M'ba sentim kem ka fe ba sa. Bon Dieu, listen. M'ba chwazou parce que j'ai pas capacité. M'de chwazou parce que moi m'ka mette nan on pour faire travail pa moi. Even to this day, don't get things twisted. Même pour aujourd'hui, sou aime là comme ça, c'est grâce bon Dieu fait. Jusqu'où hier, même là où am I, you know, some things are tough for me. I know who I am in Christ and I know where I'm heading. Tout souffrance sou aime bon Dieu reconnaît, ça pas dit moyen. I'll take it. I'll put these burdens on my shoulder and I'll walk with my chin up because God already revealed to me who I am. It's his ordained will for my life. It's not his permissive will.
Vous comprenez ça, Abdullah? M'gete compte qui ça, bon Dieu, dit ma pied.
Listen, là où est, bon Dieu, bon chemin. Lead you.
When God says, listen, I said you're going to reach a knees green jacket.
Now, a lot of us, what we do is we begin to walk. But pendant nous commençons à marcher pour aller au chemin ça. But pendant nous allons marcher au chemin ça, nous avons quelques autres routes qui sont belles. And as you're going towards the need, you turn again. You say, well, yeah. Solicien son belle madame d'aimer font pas la solicien ou dévirer encore ou faire ou solicien. So God being the gentleman that he is, God is a gentleman. God being the gentleman that he is, realize arrive le faire ou parler. Ou you know sometimes sou le faire ou pas. Dégage on faire ou pas. But be devant awe. Vous comprenez? Et vous allez toujours avoir des signes de qu'on est toujours là. That's a good point. That point. God said, you know something, you want to go there? Knock yourself out. Go there. And so you start going the path. But see, that's God's permissive will. I'll permit you to go that route. But in his ordained will, no matter what you do, you're going to end up where God called you to end up. Amen, somebody. Quelque chose à vous tout faire. Bon Dieu dit, c'est là où il arriver, c'est là où il arriver. So l'homme est la vie à bouleverser. L'homme est, si ma n'est pas monté, si ma n'est pas descendre. Je suis toujours que je me fixe sur ça, bon Dieu dit, t'as fait dans la vie. When I realize that my bills can't be paid, when I realize that my enemies attacking me left and right, when I realize that people are stabbing me in my back, when I realize all the suffering that I'm going through, I keep my eyes fixed on God's ordained will for my life, because that will never
be deterred. Amen, somebody. Balaam was more focused on his will. Balaam te focus plus sous volonté, ça voulait faire. And watch this. Balaam started giving lip service. Balaam commence à parler bien belle. On la côte nègre, on a t'a dit Balaam son homme de Dieu, Balaam la côte nègre, Balaam dit oh bon Dieu, me pas bien me faire ça, on ne pas qu'à faire ça, bon Dieu, me pas le faire monsieur, comment aller devant bon Dieu. A lot of us, that's us in the church. C'est nous dans l'église, oui. Oh, cher Seigneur, dis-moi, oh, bon Dieu, dis-moi, pas qu'à faire ça. Oh, Seigneur Dieu, nous parlons toute langue. To make it seem as if we got things together and we're manipulating God's will in our lives. Balaam, Lord, continue to lead. And then you continue to read and realize he, Balaam, in court, bon Dieu, encore, Lord, envoie deuxième nègre. Et Balaam dit, then that night, God came to Balaam after the second group of people came. God came to Balaam and said, since these men have come to you and they have come to summons you, go with them, but do only what I tell you to do. Bon Dieu dit, next time I'm going to go to you, et puis moi m'abdou ça pour you. But then, when you love happy devant, you realize, God, bon Dieu, t'es mauvais avec Balaam. Et puis mettons onze Dieu non ou Balaam pour tuer Balaam. It doesn't make sense. On va comprendre. He told Balaam to go. He told Balaam to go. Now when Balaam went, the scripture says God was angry at Balaam. God was angry at Balaam is because he knew Balaam's heart. Bon Dieu était mauvais avec Balaam parce qu'il connaît que Balaam. Li connaît exactement. It cuts to the very heart of what is able to please God. What's able to please God is a pure heart, not a divided heart. Ça qui fait bon Dieu plaisir, son cœur pur, c'est pas un cœur divisé. Amen, somebody. Amen. Bon Dieu pas un cœur qui divisé. Donc pile dans nous là, nous dans l'église là, mais nous avons un cœur divisé. A lot of us are serving a lot of false gods. God is telling you to take direction A and B, and you want to take direction C and D. And God's no dummy. He sees your heart. And God allowed Balaam to do what he wanted to do. Balaam continued. Balaam ouwe kote Balaam ap mache epi ne sou mouton li. Et pas mouton, non? Bouik, non? Et puis l'autre bouik là, marché. Bouik là, garde l'oué. This wasn't a regular angel. As elle dit, l'ange l'a campé avec un épée dans mille. The angel of God with a sword in his hand. And a donkey. It's amazing what God and who God will use to keep you from going down the right, wrong path. L'incroyable qui dit sens bon Dieu décide pour l'aller, pour le make sure pas entrer dans série de chemin. Pendant Balaam a marché ouais bouiclan, bouiclan ouais en Dieu Dieu et bouiclan dit, you know something, sin continue ou ça, mon connaît a tué mec moi. Et puis bouiclan viré. And Balaam still blinded because Balaam again was a mercenary. Balaam got paid to put a curse on people and to bless people. Balaam said, pay your tebe Balaam pour li maudzi moun ou bien yo beni moun. Balaam bada fel pour gloire mon Dieu. Balaam c'est l'argent son intérêt personnel qui était dans tête Balaam. So Balaam beat the donkey once. He beat the donkey twice. And a third time he beats the donkey. Balaam was so blinded to his king. To his God. Balaam's king and God was money. Balaam, Dieu Balaam, c'était l'argent. Balaam, c'est salte ou seulement, le patre ou gloire, bon Dieu. Et puis, bon Dieu ouvrit bouche yon bourrique pour dire Balaam, pour y s'offre, papa. God opened the mouth of a donkey of all things. But here's what gets even better. Balaam starts to argue with the donkey. Monsieur Silavec, Balaam commence à jouer bouik là. Mes amis, si ma mache frère, puis moi en bouik, ce côté bras là, garde ma préconversion encore, ma prébaptisation encore, pick up out. If I'm walking down the street and a donkey says to me, why you hit me? I'm out. Ma prière, l'homme vient devant l'église, ma prière le pasteur Crispin, ma prière le pasteur Joël, ma prière tout le pasteur, je me dis, garde, on bouille pas la veine, prie à veine. Ce bouille pas supposé par la veine. Bouille pas supposé par la veine. A donkey is not supposed to be talking to me. Pastor Sin, you gotta pray for me. Something's wrong. Pastor Chris, Pastor Bell, Pastor Joel, pray. No. But he was so blinded in what he wanted to do. Tellement l'aveugle est garé parce que Dieu lui c'est l'argent. Combien de nous, il y a Dieu qui fait nous égarer dans la vie. Prends conscience, people of God. You see what's going on in this world. Ou pas même que tu as dit, ou pas remé, alors pas remé, non? Ou pas d'accord à ça que tu as fait. Si vous avez permis de dire ça, vous avez dans le tribunal, vous dites c'est hate crime. You have a young lady who was suing her parents because they didn't pay her college tuition. Ou une jeune fille qui a sous parents parce que parents pas payé pour collège. Papa a dit, regardez, il n'a pas fait ça de droite. Je dis, mais rules là, car l'homme dit, il faut faire tel bagaille, car il n'a pas fait, mais tout dire. You ain't doing what you gotta do. You gotta bounce because this is my house. Tu viens trouver pour la sou, papa, à maman pour ça. This is the type of world we're living in. We're living in a world where teachers are, some teachers are telling my kids that if a man loves a man, that it's okay as long as they're in love with each other. Ou gen dans l'école, quand le professeur dit, Timoun yo, ah, si garçon remet garçon, pas de problème. Ça qui est essentiel, c'est si on remet une autre. Si ba yo konsakounye, pi devant, si mon papa décide mreme petite fille mwen, petite fille mwen, mwen mwen we love, ou pa ka empêche le marié petite là. Est-ce que m'ba menti? Si c'est konsakounye kounye, we in the condition we are now, if a father, this is an abomination, if a father decides, you know something, I'm in love with my son, I'm going to get married to my son. What are you going to say to them? Because the whole thing is, if they're in love, nothing else should matter. See, this is what's going on in the world's mind. Si yo reme, you not kite yo fe sa yo vle. We're in a time of complete destruction. How many of you still, gen anou la nou ge, bouik nan la vi nou kounye, kap di nou, pou ki rezon, wa bom kou, wa bom reyo. Say what samba, bon Dieu dit pas qu'il t'a fait, oui. Why? You got donkeys in your life saying to you, why are you beating me? Why are you destroying me? I don't want to take this route because I see where you're heading. And the Lord is telling me not to go that route. But you don't see beyond your self-desires. All you want to do is what pleases you. All you want to do is what pleases you. You don't care about anything else around you or anyone else around you. When did we become that type of church? Back in the early churches, they said no one was in need of anything. Tout le monde partage ça avec une autre pour make sure tout le monde recevra. Je me souviens de l'homme de Simon, grown up in Ebenezer's beginning. And I remember seeing certain families with in a one-bedroom house with a hoopty, and they blessed the Lord. Je me souviens de mon famille dans l'église. Je me souviens de ça. Is Brother Eli here? I always remember this because I like Eli's car. And he take David, he take Adam, he take Joanne. But Eli had a
an old Toyota Camry, a white one. Vous savez ce que je
On Camry. Tout bon Camry est pourri.
Tout bon Camry est pourri. Mais c'est ça, bon Dieu, pas Eli. Parce qu'on est Camry dans l'époque, ça. Depuis qu'on a ici, on est Camry. Oui, oui. Oui, oui. Depuis qu'on a Toyota, oui, oui.
And you know, in the Haitian culture, once you got a Toyota, you done arrived. That's like a Bentley for us back in the day. You know? So Eli had this little Camry, you know, it was all rusted on the side. And Eli lived right here in Newark, around Kerrigan, in an apartment on the side. It wasn't the best place in Newark. It wasn't the nicest house. But this is where Eli began. But you look at Brother Eli now and his family, and God has blessed him and his family. Eli, m'ka di sa, c'est pas seul, mais wap fè bon Dieu ben nou. Ou est il y a conjoint belle Mercedes Benz, il est bien costumé, et puis il prend machine, et puis là, le union, et puis là, l'entrée, non, car il y a union.
God has blessed him. God has blessed him.
See, Eli knew what God had promised for him. Eli did what he had to do. His family did what they had to do.
But en pile nous arrivons au point bon Dieu béni nous oublier côté nous sorti. Nous oublier côté nous sorti. Nous pas continuer marcher dans route côté bon Dieu demander nous marcher parce que nous voulons take care plaisir pour peut-être pas nous.
We're going to stop here because we can continue for quite some time. But si continuer li ou après réaliser if you continue to read the numbers 22 you realize that Balaam, même trois fois, nèg yo vin kote Balaam continue à retourner à kote bon Dieu pour lui, si ça bon Dieu pour lui. Ou la vem? M'baka continue li tout.
Three more times, Balaam made him build things, bâti hôtel pour la kote bon Dieu encore, and God had already told him in the beginning, no! Balaam went three times. Le Balaam bon Dieu pas rien, ça Balaam fait.
This is where the doctrine is called doctrine of Balaam.
Li dit que m'paka maudit peuple, mais ça m'ka fait. M'ka montrer nèg Balak, m'ka montrer yo qui et puis m'a montrer fi Moabit yo. I'm going to show the Moabite women how to seduce the Israelite men so that they could fall into sexual sin with the Moabites, and then they'll be displeasing in the face of the Lord, and God will turn away from them. Ou la vem?
Mem nek sa ki pou akot bon Dieu, li di lol wel pa ka detui pep Israel, lol pa ka mon Dieu, li di pou al montre from Moabit yo, nan ki fason yo ka sedui gason nan pep Israël, là, leur commence à entraîner acte sexuel avec immoral, qu'on est bon Dieu à tourner face à The devil never sleeps. Never sleeps. So I urge you today. I urge you today. I urge you today. Monde aujourd'hui, choose today who you serve. Is it the God of money? Is it the God of your job? Is it the God of family? Choose today who you will serve. Because we realize even when the Israelite went against God's will, God still saw it fit to bless and protect the Israelites.
Même le peuple Israël n'a pas fait ça, bon Dieu, mon Dieu, li béni.
I want to read to you one thing and I'm done.
Bali ou yon bagay, et puis m'fini.
It's Seyon on predicate with S.M. Lockridge. S.M. Lockridge said, that's my king.
Me wapam na. Ese nou lavem. Me wapam na.
Because sometimes nou bliye ki eswa nou ye.
Mwa li pou nou ki eswa nou ye.
The Bible says, my king is a seven-way king. He's the king of the Jews. He's the king of Israel. He's the king of righteousness. He's the king of ages. He's the king of heaven. He's the king of glory. He's the king of kings. And he's the Lord of lords. That's my king. I wonder, do you know him? My king is a sovereign king. No means of measure can define his limitless love. He's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He's imperially powerful. He's impartially merciful. I wonder, do you know him? He's the greatest phenomenon that ever crossed the horizon of the world. He's God's son. He's a sinner's savior. He's a centerpiece of civilization. He is unparalleled. He is unprecedented. He is the loftiest idea in literature. He's the highest personality in philosophy. He's the fundamental doctrine to true theology. He's the only one qualified to be all-sufficient Savior. I wonder, do you know him today? He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and the tired. He sympathizes and he saves. He strengthens and he sustains. He guards and he guides. He heals the sick. He cleanses the lepers. He forgives the sinners. He discharges the debtors. He delivers the captives, and he defeats the feeble. He blesses the young. He serves the unfortunate. He regards the aged, and he rewards the diligent, and he beautifies the meek. I wonder, do you know him? He's the key to knowledge. Now listen, he's the key to knowledge. He's the wellspring of wisdom. He's the doorway of deliverance. He's the path of peace. He's the roadway of righteousness. He's the highway of holiness. He's the gateway of glory. I wonder, do you know him? His light is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. His word is enough. His grace is sufficient. He reigns in his reign is righteousness, and his yoke is easy, and his burden is light. I wish I could describe him to you, but he's indescribable. He's incomprehensible. He's inconceivable. He's irresistible. Well, you can't get him out of your mind, and you can't get him off of your hand. You can't live without him, and you can't outlive him, and you can't live without him. The Pharisees couldn't stand him, but when they found out, they couldn't stop him. Pilate couldn't find any fault in him. Herod could not kill him, and death could not hold him, and the grave could not hold him. That's my king. Word of God.